Speaking this morning with Phil Thomas from Patagonia Lithium. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Look, big day tomorrow for you listing on the ASX. Just firstly, give us a bit of background here to Patagonia Lithium.
Yeah, very exciting. We're listing tomorrow. Patagonia Lithium has two major projects covering three exploration licenses. And the main one is Formentera. It's about 1,525 hectares. One of the great things is that we own nearly the whole Salar. And then there's another area beside it called Ceylon. That exploration license used to be an old borate mine. And the added is that where there's boron, there's lithium. And previous explorers got great results from their surface exploration down to a couple of metres. So we're looking to build on that and replicate their results if we can, and then get the geophysics over the property and then the drill rig. And that'll get us to our first major stage of a measured and indicated resource.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the Formentera project and what we know from previous exploration.
Well, they drilled four holes on the property and they got very, very good results. I mean, you know, well and truly over a couple of hundred ppm. And then following that, they left it to concentrate. And so the brines kept concentrating and they got fairly significant results. So we want to replicate those. And our new geologist who's just joined us will be up there fairly shortly with the technical team. And she'll be basically working on that project to replicate the results, hopefully, and give us some more direction on where to go.
Tell me a bit more about the area and the infrastructure.
It's amazing. We have a sealed highway running about 3 kilometres away from the Salar, which all the 20 other ones I've worked on in my career, I've been hundreds of kilometres or at least tens of kilometres away from nowhere. So there's got a main highway. It's very close to Cachari in the south and the Big Yama Salar in the north. It's only 15 kilometres away, and the town of Yama is 18 kilometres away. So fantastic location, and that makes life easy if you can. You don't have to use a four-wheel drive to get there, although obviously we use a four-wheel drive on the property. And also Yama is quite significant in the sense of the amount of land it has covered with lithium. There's been some work done over the years, and we think the same basin local or regional geology applies down in Ceylon and Formentera. So we're excited about mapping and proving that up.
And give us a bit of extra detail as far as the Thomas 3 project.
Okay, Thomas 3 is down at Inkawasi, which is about 120 kilometres by dirt road from the little town of Positos, which is about 250 kilometres away from the city of Salta. We're on the side of the Salar, and of course all the big names are on the Inkawasi Salar: Allkem, Ganfeng, Spey Resources, and there's a few others to the very north of it. Ganfeng has got unbelievable results. They published on LinkedIn their production world test, and it was phenomenal. So we're hoping to replicate some of their success. We're on the side of the Salar, and our next step there is to do a what they call a CSAMT geophysics survey, so we can look down to a kilometre and have a look at the structures and see if we can identify some aquifers. So that's our next port of call once we get listed tomorrow.
And Phil, just perhaps for those watching not too familiar, tell us a bit about your background and your experience in Argentina.
I've been working with lithium brines too long for too many years. I've had about 22 years experience. I cut my teeth on Rincon, basically explored it, understood the lithium brine geology, the hydrology. Put a 2,000-ton pilot plant, which ended up being a mini plant to produce lithium carbonate. And from then I finished in 2008, went to Pozuelos. Of course, Pozuelos was sold by Ganfeng the other month for, I think it was $925 million. Rincon was sold for $825. So I've worked on some of the big projects and put the resource calculations in place. Then I basically did quite a few projects. Washitok, drilled that. Vilama, sampled that. Salinas Grandes, I drilled that. And so I've got a lot of exploration experience in a range of lithological morphologies in salars. So they're not all just aquifers. There are Positos, for example, where I've put in two projects. That's a very different geology to Rincon, which the brines are sitting in the top 100 to 200 meters as concentration, and then the porosity changes. So lots and lots of experience in problem solving, exploration, and most importantly, where to put that hole in.
So listing, as we've said, listing tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, raised $8.6 million as part of the IPO. Just remind us, what are your immediate plans? How are you going to be spending that cash?
Okay, first cab off the rank is the geophysics. So we'll be doing geophysics both in Incahuasi and in Formentera. That will give us an idea of what's going on. Parallel to that, we'll be sampling with the augers. And with Formentera, we're just waiting for the final drill permit. We've got the surface exploration permits, but just the final drill permit. We've been through what they call the UGAMP meeting. So we've basically completed all the government work, just waiting for that final result, which I think is based on an archaeological report to be completed, and we're off to the races. So geophysics first, sampling, and then out with the drill rig.
I wish you all the best. Phil, good to speak. Thanks for your time.
Likewise, Andrew. Thank you very much.